It's Star 102.5's Combat Hunger Rivalry Week with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
We are going to be in Ames on Friday night. It's Urbandale and Ames. This week's Combat Hunger Rivalry Week game presented by Cognizant as the schools are collecting food for the Food Bank of Iowa. It'll all culminate at the big game on Friday night. And we're going to talk this morning right now to Urbandale High School's Jacob Salmon. He's on the phone. How you doing, Jacob? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm doing awesome. How are you?
We're good. I'm not surprised you sound very awake, because I'm guessing with the rundown of everything you're involved in that you're probably up pretty early most days. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. So, Jacob, run down your resume at Urbandale. What do you all do? What are you all involved in?
Well, I'm involved in a lot of activities. Like I said, I get up super early for marching band, and then I'm at the school super late for drama and theater practice because we have our show coming up in November. On like November 2nd and 3rd, we're doing The Elephant Man.
Awesome!
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's about the show about this guy with a physical disability, and it's about how to accept someone who's normal.
Right.
And so it's a really powerful show.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited to have it come out. But yeah, those activities are crazy. And then we have Student Senate, which helps with the combat hunger that we're starting to do. And just trying to be involved at the school is just something I've always taken pride in and trying to accomplish.
Good for you.
Well, all these things landed to the Homecoming King title.
Yeah, which is crazy. I don't know. That moment just shocked me completely.
You had no idea you were going to win? Really?
No.
You're involved in every organization
right.
There is. You must have had votes from every corner of the school.
You know, people told me I should have known, but I don't know. The moment was still insane, just having that. That round of applause. And,
That's awesome.
Absolutely. So now you guys, of course, are helping us collect food for the Food Bank of Iowa at Urbandale High School. So what's going on today? What's happening?
So today in our hallways between passing periods, what we're going to do is we are going to play a really annoying song.
Yes.
And so that song's not going to stop until we raise a certain amount of money. And we're going to have some donation buckets set up out in the lunchroom.
Okay.
And whichever teacher raises the most money is going to get a lot of pudding thrown in their faces during our next school assembly.
We've been there for that. That's a lot of fun.
We got pie.
We got whipped cream.
Oh, that was whipped cream.
And that
smells
so
the
worst.
Bad. I'm glad you're trying something different.
24 hours later, I'm like, I still smell like rotten milk.
I know. It's true. It is so
What's the song, by the way? Do we know?
Have you heard the song Baby Shark?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, raise the money quick. Oh, my gosh.
That's good.
That's awesome. All right, so that's Urbandale High School today. Jacob Salmon, he's been our guest this morning to tell us everything they got going on there. We really appreciate it, Jacob. Nice to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Great to talk to you.
You take care. Bye.
No, this will not leave my head now for the rest of the day.
Donate your
when I leave work, I'm going to go over to the high school and donate. Be like, listen, turn this off.
Yeah, Urbandale parents, send money with the kids today.
Yes.
Right?
Please.
Yeah.
If it matters to Central Iowa, it matters to us.
Follow us on Twitter @Star1025.